Track 5. The Lido Site.
When you go through the Crown Gates into the east section of the park, listen to this track as you walk towards the big bandstand.
Over to your left was the site of the open-air swimming baths that were opened in 1936 to replace the old swimming lakes. The pool had its own filtration system, paddling pool, showers, and terraces for spectators and for sunbathers. The pool was 200 feet long, and it was opened by Herbert Morrison, who declared,
"This is more than a swimming pool. It is East London's own Lido."
Half the week was reserved for single-sex bathing, which was free. To go on mixed bathing days, you had to pay sixpence. Hildersley.
4, 5, 6 of us used to go off with our lemonade and jam sandwiches. Perhaps you'd have one adult with you. Stay there all day, running in, coming out, running around and getting back in again. It was open all day. And lots of people used it, you know, the weekend. But I was only a child, so I'm not sure that I could actually swim. I was probably about 7, 8, because I was 8 when the war started.
Linda Plenty.
Oh, the Lido was used by everybody. There used to be queues outside, especially in 76, because the summer just went on and on and on. And I used to get about a dozen kids, me and a couple of friends. We had a neighbour who had a big plastic tub that we used to fill up with orange and water. She used to get in her big chest freezer. So pick that up in the morning, take that over there with our sandwiches, you know, and I loved it. I really loved it. So it's all brick, but plus it had a little bit of rail on top. Not very high walls, because people could get over them, especially the boys. You'd get in the library and it'd have men's, women's. So you go in the women's. You had changing rooms, but you never picked where you wanted to put your clothes. You had the ladies who worked in there used to come along and put your clothes in for you and then close it and then give you your tag. But you never done it. You had the little paddling pool, which you had to go through. And up the right-hand side, you had the fountains that used to go, and that was so handy if you wanted to put something in there to keep cold, you know, just drop it in there because it would keep it cold. Some of the women, young girls, I suppose, with their makeup and their nail varnish, and I suppose there was a bit of who's wearing what.
We just used to swan around, you know, looking good in two pieces and have a good time and chat to the fellas. You know, it was great.
Also with the men, because they were coming out with tight lycra stuff, you know. And sometimes there used to be accidents, you know, while you was in the pool, and suddenly your swimming trunk is, or part of it is just come floating up. So it's something that to, and give it to them, you know, you better put that on before you get out.
Christine Edwards grew up in Somerset, but came to London to train as a nurse at the Mother's Hospital in 1960. She loved coming to the Lido when she had time off.
I would have been, about 17. And I must have spent quite a lot of time at the Lido with this boyfriend called Fred. The fact that he was going out with a black girl, it didn't bother his parents too much. I don't think they weren't that worried, you know, and this sort of thing. And there were quite a few black people around at that time, you know, in Hackney anyhow. For the first time, I felt like I could be me without people looking at you and treating you different, because there were a lot of other black people as well. But that Lido was brilliant.
The Lido closed in 1989. In the same year, 30,000 people signed a petition to stop a proposed motorway from running through the park.